you for tuning in to our little program, Rosie on the House. We finished the last segment with someone that's experiencing some floor tile cracking at their home they've been in for 13 years, and the crack has just begun in the last 6 months. And in that scenario, given all that information, I would tell them just to continue watching it. But let me talk to you a little bit about, we've got serious foundation problems throughout the entire state of Arizona. And a lot of people look at foundation failure and they immediately assume, oh, it's settling. That's just intuitive. It's the first thing that comes to mind. And there is a lot of collapsing soils and settling going on throughout Arizona. But in Maricopa County, that isn't generally the problem we have. We have expansive clay soils that have water introduced to them, especially after not seeing any rain for 10 months. And they're introduced a little sprinkler water. Maybe you've turned the sprinkler valve on a little bit longer. It's infiltrated a little bit closer to the house, and it's now going to swell up. The clay soils expand enough to literally crack your slab, crack your foundation. And that's a heave. And heaving is actually a bigger problem in Maricopa County than settling. So that's something to watch for. It's a much different solution. You could mistake it for settling, go in and underpin the stem walls, and not solve the problem at all. So you have to be very careful. You have to have a very educated eye take a look at it for you. It is a critical situation here. All right. So that's all I wanted to say about foundations. We have Mary Ellen, we have Heather, we have Diane, we have Frank, and we have Roland. Let's see if we can get with, we'll just take them in the order they came. Gary, line three. Let's welcome Mary Ellen into the conversation. Good morning, ma'am.
Hello.
How can I help you this morning? Thanks for calling.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a problem with air coming into my house around my doors and windows.
Okay.
That are in the doors. I can literally see the light coming through around my doors.
Okay.
And I can feel the heat, wind blowing in around the doors.
Okay.
And I need to know what type of weather stripping to get, or I need someone to come out and install the weather stripping for me. I am a widow.
Okay.
Where
are you, Miss Mary Ellen? Major cross streets.
39th Avenue and Dunlap.
Okay. Well, are you familiar with our website, rosieonthehouse.com?
I have used it, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, if you would want to go there, there are two registered handyman services that I know could take care of this for you. One is my company, Rosie Remodeling and Handyman Services, but I will tell you, we're a little backed up. The other company is Handyman Connection, and I was visiting with them about 2 weeks ago, and they're busy, but they're not backed up. They're a much bigger company than we are and can handle a lot more people. I would tell you a handyman, Mary Ellen, can probably, depending on the size of your house, come by the house, take a look at it. At 39th Avenue and Dunlop, they'll be able to run to a couple Ace Hardware stores that aren't very far from that, or Home Depot. Pick up the appropriate weather strip and come back and probably finish it in a half day to a day, and then you'll be all set.
Okay. I also need a couple of door sweeps because I can see underneath my doors.
And that's all stuff they can pick up at any hardware store. As a matter of fact, what they may ask you to do, if you're comfortable doing it, is use your phone, snap a couple pictures, and send it to them, and then they can show up with the right stuff. That's
uh-huh.
that's the great thing about all these phones with cameras. We don't have to take an investigative trip first. We're estimating a lot of our projects just by asking people to send us pictures. You know, when you've been doing it for 50 years, you just kind of know what you're going to find.
Right. And like I tell people, I've got a dummy phone. I got an old flip phone.
Okay.
So,
Well, they'll,
I'm not going to invest in one of the new phones. I'm a senior citizen.
They'll come out and take a look at it, Mary.
Okay. And what about, I've got a fan in my bathroom that does not have a cover over it on the roof. I can see the light coming through, sunlight and the moonlight coming in, and the rain comes in.
Yeah, we definitely want to get that covered in as well. A handyman can take care of that, and that's just a little piece of flashing that he'll take some self-tapping screws, attach it to the riser element that's coming up out of the roof, and boom, you'll be covered. But that really should be covered as well. All right, we appreciate it, dear. Handyman Connection's been a member for a lot of years. I think they're up to about almost 30 carpenter handymen that they have assigned out on any one particular day. And we get a lot of very, very positive feedback on how polite they are, how clean they are, and how thorough they are. So there you go. We appreciate the call. Glad I was able to help in just some little way. We're going to go from weather stripping to water heaters with Heather. Let's bring Heather into the conversation. Good morning, Heather. Thank you for calling.
Hi, I just wanted to know the advantages or the reasons to get a tankless water heater.
That's a great question. Great question. Tell me how many people live in your house.
Just me, but this is not really just for me right now. It's kind of like for the future.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I'm going to just talk you through the science of heating water in the next minute and a half, okay? So conventionally, we have a 25, 30, 40, or larger water heater tank that we heat that much water up, and it stores hot for us to use instantly wherever we want to use through the house. The tankless water heaters are now like this super heater that we mount on the wall, and as we turn the hot water valve on, it ignites the super heater and flash heats the water as it passes through the heater. That way you don't have to store any. It's delivered. You basically have an endless supply of hot water. Here's the downside. They can be fairly expensive. They're going to be about twice as much as a conventional water heater. And most of the manufacturers of those tankless water heaters highly recommend, some insist, that you must have a water softener on the water that's going in. Because when we take the Arizona hard water and we flash heat it, we actually pull the minerals out of it in an accelerated rate. And the heating elements in those tankless heaters actually are good in Arizona for less than a couple years. And you'll be burning elements up constantly. So the option to go tankless is more expensive than a conventional just by buying the equipment. And secondarily, you've got to put a whole water softener in front of it if you don't already have one. So it's a much more expensive option when you fully investigate it. Once you investigate it, if you already have a water softener, if this is what you want to do, it's a great and very efficient way to consume hot water. But I don't know that most families ever see an economic return because you have the investment so high up front. Heather, I hope that helps. Thanks for making the call. We're going to go from Heather to Diane. Welcome, Diane. Thank you for calling. Rosie on the house. How can I help
you? Hi. Hi, Rosie. I've got a real quick question. Okay. I'm on a third of an acre and just south of ASU West in a cul-de-sac. So I've been listening to you and Greg forever.
Okay.
My question is, I'm getting ready to garden on the north side. However, many years ago, they put black plastic over everything, covered it with gravel and sand, and my goal is to reclaim that soil. And the black plastic is starting to disintegrate.
Yeah.
My question is, do I need to get in there and remove all of that black plastic as the first step in making this a healthy soil environment for my fruit trees and for my garden?
Yes, is the correct answer. You'll probably you're going to want to get rid of the decomposed granite, because that's not going to do anything to help benefit the soil for your growing garden. Once you get that decomposed granite pulled back, the plastic is going to come up piece by piece, little bitty pieces, but depending on how long it's been down, depending on how much sun it's been exposed to, depending on how it's been broken down, all you're going to be able to do is pick it up as best you can, and now you've got back to native Arizona dirt. And now what we're going to do is we're going to get a rototiller, we're going to till down 6, 8, 10 inches, and start adding organic material.
And doing that, Farmer Greg always says, you have to make healthy soil.
Yes.
Do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I will. By the way, Farmer Greg did an awesome job. He put an entire citrus hedge in over at my son's place. So a big shout out.
All right. Well, excellent. Well, Miss Diana, I hope that helps removing that black plastic. It's more of a it's mind over matter. It's a lot of work, but if you don't mind, it don't matter. Just stay after it, okay? And from there, we're going to go down to Tucson with another landscaping question, which is really, really scary on line one. Frank wants to talk about an oak tree. And this is
Rosie.
This is two landscaping questions in a row, and I'm not the landscaper. Romy's the landscaper, and he's out today, but how can I help you?
Hey, Rose.
Uh-oh. Did we lose him, Gary?
Sure, we lost him. We lost
him. Yeah. We lost him?
I think I had the same teacher that you did.
Well, listen, he had a question I could tell about a live oak tree he was having trouble with. And all I was going to tell Frank is, look, I don't know the first thing about killing a live oak tree or keeping one alive. But I know who I would call. In Tucson, I would call Magic Garden Nursery, and their number is 520-885-7466. And I would have them come out and take a look at it. They're over on 22nd Street on the east side of town, but they operate pretty much valley-wide throughout the Tucson metro area. Magic Garden Nursery, 520-885-7466. And this is what happens when Rosie's in the studio by himself. Occasionally, I push the wrong button.
You know what? I'm going to take the fall for that.
Did you do it?
I tell you, the phones have been so hot, and I have a way of, you know, making sure that the line's locked in, but I didn't hit it a second time, so my bad. I apologize.
All right, we've got Roland and Matt, and let me check the time here. I'm doing all this all by myself, single-handedly, but neither one of my hands are tied behind my back. I'm too scared. I need everything all at one time. And we won't have time to take either one of their calls before we're going to step out on this quick break. When we get back, it's Roland, Matt, and Pat here at Rosie on the House.